Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Every few years, the four-day workweek gains new attention. Psychologists and sociologists cite research linking work-life balance with health benefits and longevity. Economists posit that additional leisure time could lead to more spending. Executives say shorter weeks make workers more efficient. And these days, technologists say artificial intelligence can pick up the slack while boosting productivity. Some believe there are tremendous economic and social benefits to a condensed, more productive week. Still, there's an instinct to wonder if the four-day work week is realistic when much of the workforce is already struggling to get their work done in 5 days. Here's why the four-day work week can be both realistic and essential for succeeding in the economy of tomorrow. In an April 2024 survey by QuickBase of 2,000 knowledge workers across a variety of industries, 58% of respondents said they spend less than 20 hours per week on meaningful work that drives results. In fact, 54% of respondents said it's harder than ever to be productive in day-to-day work. If employees are losing half the work week to non-impactful activities, what are they doing instead? The survey found that 45% of workers spend 11 hours or more every week chasing information across different people and systems. This issue is often known as gray work, and it limits employees' abilities to get meaningful work done within a 40-hour work week. Nobody is saying that investments in technology aren't worthwhile and that workers aren't productive. For instance, in March 2024, the Office of Productivity and Technology reported that productivity increased 3.2% in the fourth quarter of 2023. There's an argument that technology is steadily catching up to society's desire for a shorter, more productive work week. For the first time ever, a condensed work week is a real possibility for some companies. For a condensed work week to make sense, we need to first acknowledge that the value of time is in how we use it, not how we mark it. Instead of striving for a four-day work week, we could be looking at how to be more effective while we are working. Getting more out of the workweek without further taxing employees is about aligning business goals with activities and removing the barriers to achieving those goals. This often requires a shift in corporate culture, business processes, and technology. From a cultural perspective, leaders should measure results and reward employees based on outcomes, not outputs. When employees are doing their best, impactful work, they are more engaged. This leads to lower turnover and burnout, greater productivity, and higher morale, which in turn should lead to bottom-line impact. For instance, Gallup reports that organizations with engaged employees are 23% more profitable and 18% more productive. Looking across business processes, you may be surprised to discover how many individual and team shortcuts overlap each other. In this way, gray work creates more busy work and is one of the reasons employees lose so much time searching for information. Eliminate redundant processes and replace them with company standard approaches, and employees will have time to tackle more strategic activities. When it comes to technology, instead of requiring employees to work within the confines of the tools should adapt to the culture and processes of your workforce. AI, dynamic work management platforms, and low-no-code tools can help reduce busy work and increase productivity. But unless and until workers and technology are in sync, the idea of a condensed workweek will never come to fruition. The four-day work week is not as simple as logging off early or being creative with scheduling. In fact, the term four-day work week itself can be somewhat misleading because it focuses on the specific time spent at work rather than the broader link between productivity and outcomes. Productivity drives outcomes, not time. Learning the barriers to higher levels of productivity that drive meaningful impact is what makes a four-day work week more of a possibility. The path to a condensed work week begins with a reality check on how work gets done now, where the bottlenecks are, and fixing them. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.